Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing Slow Bullets by Alistair Reynolds. This novella came out in 2015 and was published by Tachyon. Slow Bullets starts at the end of a war. And like most stories about intergalactic wars, there's always a few people left over who are still in the action even after the ceasefires come along. This is a story about memory, about remembering things, about culture, about identity. One of the key things that I like about this story is that every soldier has an implant that records their memories. It's basically a recorder of their thoughts and ideas, but also contains things like pictures of their family, and it literally acts in replacement of one's own memories. So if you do bad things when you're a soldier, then somebody else can remove this memory thing and look at it and make sure that, you know, you didn't do bad things, and if you did, then you'll get punished for it. These memory storage devices are nicknamed slow bullets because of the way that they enter into the body. They're shot in and then they work their way through into the body and kind of settle somewhere near the lungs, near the heart, in the chest. But of course, this technology, these slow bullets, can be used for, let's say, more nefarious means. They can be used for torture. They kind of literally worm their way through the body. Now, if you make it so they act like a bullet, they go through muscles, they eat through limbs. It's quite a horrible device, really. What Reynolds does in this book that I really like is he raises a lot of questions about cultural identity and where our cultural identity is. For him, it resides in our shared knowledge, in our shared literature. And there's something that happens within this story where the literature, the religious text, the history of an entire system is about to be lost. What the crew do to get around this is quite amazing. I mean, obviously I don't want to spoil it, but it's really interesting. But what comes from this is different factions, different groups within the ship start bickering, start warring about the meaning of some of these memories, the dogma, you know, a kind of, yeah, basically a religious war breaks out within this ship. Have you read this story? What did you think? Let me know. I'm on Twitter. It's at JL Cronshaw. I'm also on Facebook. You can friend me on there. It's John Cronshaw. That's John without an H. I'm also posting all these episodes onto my website, which is johncronshaw.com. So let me know what you think. And until next time, cheerio.